Sometime afterward, God put Abraham to the test. He said to him, Abraham, and he answered, Here I am. And he said, Take your son, your favored one, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the heights which I will point out to you. Genesis 22, 1 through 2. 6. Abraham and Isaac. A few days after our visit to the Dead Sea, Avner and I woke up before sunrise and walked to the hill overlooking Jerusalem where I first had the idea to retrace the Bible. On that afternoon, my friend had pointed to the golden dome in the heart of the city and said that was the spot where Abraham went to sacrifice his son. Today we intended to retrace that famous walk. The story of Abraham and his son occurs at a delicate time in the Bible. Though decades have passed since Abraham left Mesopotamia, he still has no son. Since Sarah can no longer have children, she decides to allow Abraham to have a son with her maid, Hagar. This practice was very common in the ancient world, Avner said. Hagar soon gives birth to Ishmael. Finally, Abraham has a son. But the story does not end there. Because Abraham and Sarah were so friendly to the messengers of God who warned them about Sodom and Gomorrah, God rewards Sarah with a child of her own. Though she is nearly 90, Sarah gives birth to Isaac, whose name means laughter. Abraham now has two sons. This should have been a source of joy for Abraham, but it becomes a source of conflict. Sarah becomes jealous of Ishmael and asks Abraham to kick him and his mother out into the desert. God promises he will continue to protect Ishmael, so Abraham agrees.